one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight, and boy, has it been a huge day in the world of soccer. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in 1 hour tonight. Of course, earlier today, the suspensions of FIFA President Sepp Blatter and UEFA headman Michel Platini for 8 years. Jose Mourinho potentially going to Manchester United as the new head coach there. And, of course, today also a big premiership match between Arsenal and Manchester United. And locally, we had some major breaking news in the last couple hours about the Rochester Rhinos. We'll mention that to you in just a moment. So we got a lot to go through tonight. We'll have two segments with Dick Howard to talk about all that's going on in international soccer, and the rumor mills are flying, and boy, we have a lot to discuss, so be sure to stay tuned. In just a moment, we'll be joined by the new general manager of the Western New York Flash, Rich Randall. We'll talk about the Flash and the NWSL and lots of things happening there. And Michael Lewis will be back with us on the show this evening, and we'll reflect a bit on the career of Abby Wambach, Rochester's own. It ended this past Wednesday in the U.S.'s loss to China. And, of course, she had the reception here in Rochester on Thursday night, which Joe and I both were able to attend. And if you didn't get a chance to go to that, you can go to our website at www.soccerisakickinthegrass.com. We have the audio of the entire event, plus the post-event press conference that Abby held. So it's about an hour long. You can hear everything that all of Abby's friends and family had to say in Abby's words herself. So it's at www.soccerisakickinthegrass.com, right on the front page. You can listen to that whole thing. Let's do it after our show tonight. Don't listen now, because we want you to listen to our show, and you'll hear about what's going on in the world of soccer. So again, we'll have Rich Randall on in just a second, but let's tell you about the breaking news on the Rhinos front today. And not good news if you're a Rhinos fan, I guess, but good news, I guess, if you're a fan of the Orange County Blues, because it was just announced today that the Orange County Blues have signed Rhinos USL Goalkeeper of the Year and First Team All-Star Brandon Miller for the 2016 season. And we fortunately will be losing Brandon Miller for the Rhinos, and we wish him well with his new team in Orange County. The Orange County Blues won the USL Western Conference this past year, certainly a quality side. They lost to the LA Galaxy Dose in the Western Conference semifinal match, where the supposed to have been played in Orange County, but unfortunately due to their field being flooded, it was played at the StubHub Center, and the Galaxy won that match. But certainly the Blues are spending some money this offseason to try to improve their team and potentially go for a USL title next season, and having Brandon Miller in the net is a big step forward for them. So congratulations to Brandon Miller. That makes now three Rhino players so far that from the championship side that will be with other clubs next year. Last week we had Pat McMahon signing with the new club FC Cincinnati. And later last week we had the news that Alex Dickson will be leaving the USL. He's going to play under Tony Meola, the great former U.S. national team goalkeeper with Jacksonville Armada of the North American Soccer League. So that's so far the changes on the Rhinos front. And if anything else happens, of course, you'll hear it on our website, or on our show and on our website. And also you can go to rhinosoccer.com or uslsoccer.com. Also want to wish well wishes to Joe Sirianni. He's not with us tonight. He's a bit under the weather, so we wish Joe all the best in his recovery, and also as well to Pat Erkely. He's been a bit under the weather himself, so we wish Pat well and his family coming up as Christmas is coming up right around the corner, so best wishes to Pat. And a couple of birthdays you want to mention as well. Former Lancer greats Ellie Durante celebrating a birthday today, and late last week, the great Carlos Mediteri, the only man to win the North American Soccer League MVP award on two occasions. A man who should be in the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame, but is not, unfortunately, celebrated his birthday. So best wishes and happy birthday to Carlos and Ellie, both members of the Lancers Wall of Fame. That I guess it still exists, even though the Lancers no longer exist. But certainly somebody who is still very involved in soccer, the former GM of the Lancers, who is now the GM of the Western New York Flash, joins us now. Rich Randall. Rich's appearance brought to you by the Flash. You can get your Flash season tickets by calling 454-KICK, the Rhino's office, or go to WNYFlash.com. There's a special deal going out. We'll let Rich tell you about that. We've been mentioning it on our show, but we'll let Rich talk about it as well. And Rich, well, welcome back to the show. It's been a while. How you doing?
Doing great, Andrew. Thank you so much for having me on. One more birthday to add to that list. Our very own Aaron Lines celebrates his birthday today. So special happy birthday to him. And, yeah, Andrew, it's been a bit since I've been on the show, but always enjoy talking to you guys. Sorry that Joe obviously can't be on here as well. But, you know, a lot of great things happen with the Flash. I'm excited to be a part of the organization. Good people, a lot happening. Women's soccer right now is just on fire. I mean, you know, it couldn't be a better time to get involved in the game, so I'm really excited about that as well.
Certainly, and we wish Aaron very happy birthday. We're trying to have Aaron on to the show tonight. I guess now we know why. He's probably celebrating with Alex and his young son and the Salen family. So best wishes to Aaron Lines as well. But boy, you guys have been busy this off season. A lot of changes in the Western New York Flash, and I know a lot of the fans are maybe scratching their heads on some of these decisions, but a lot of players who were with the Flash last year, some big names, are no longer with the team, and there's going to be obviously be some changes for next year. So I guess the latest news, which broke last week, was Becky Edwards, who was the vice captain for the Flash and their championship team in 2011, who came back to the team this year, is going to Orlando Pride, the new team, and also joining her will be Kristen Edmonds. So that is the latest news. Tell us about what happened with Becky and Kristen.
Sure. I mean, well, you know, Andrew, I think you know, I mean, Sam and I pretty much always have had the same views, and so does Aaron, in terms of roster consistency and, you know, from the business side and marketing side, and also just from a team cohesion side, year in, year out, ideally, you know, we don't want turnover either. And, you know, I think sometimes fans say, well, what the heck are you guys doing? And we even had that with the Lancers. So, you know, it's just the nature of the sports. And, you know, there were players, even with the Lancers, where we wanted to hold on, we wanted to maintain year in, year out, but the fact of the matter is, in professional sports, it's never the way you write it up. So Becky Edwards is somebody that we loved as well. You know, we're a fan of hers, a good person off the field, a good player on the field. That's why she wore the captain armband. And, you know, she was at a point in her career where, you know, here's something maybe some people know, maybe a lot of people don't know, but her long-term serious boyfriend is in the top 20 on the PGA Tour and lives just outside of Orlando. And they, you know, live together in the off-season. So it's kind of one of those, she's late in her career. And at this point, you know, he wants her, and she wants to be with him. So, you know, you've got a multimillionaire that basically, I mean, they're going to spend the rest of their life together. And, you know, that was kind of a situation where, you know what, let's try to make something work where it's a good for everyone. And that was one of those situations. And, you know, I don't know if, I don't know. It was just kind of a win-win for us. It was a win-win for her. It was a win-win for everybody. And, yeah, like I said earlier, I would have loved to have Becky Edwards on the field and in a Flash uniform. I'll work on having her fill out some discreet agreement where she doesn't play too hard when she plays against Flash this season. But, no, just a good person. And like I said, I mean, you know, listen, we're in this business because we love it, and we're fans. So we want fan favorites, and we want those people that we also have fallen in love with to be a part of this thing for many years. And sometimes it takes a couple of years to kind of put all the pieces together. Right now, we've got a lot of youth on our team, and you know, some players that just have that right mentality, and you know, have that Becky Edwards way about them. So, you know, now we're going to start building on those names and those personalities and try to grow this thing, and we're going to. And, you know, you look at players like Jay Hinkle and players like Sam Mewis that are young and, you know, they're starting to get integrated within the U.S. national team. And you look at the futures of this, and that's fun for us too, and that's exciting. That's a whole other side to this women's game that we get to be a part of. So obviously we want to win. Obviously we want to sell tickets. Obviously we want to do well off the field on the business side. But there's an even greater picture here, Andrew, where it's almost – you know, we're involved in the future of these players that could ultimately make their national teams. And whether that's domestic players, you know, fighting for a spot in the U.S. national team under Jill Ellis, or some of our six or seven international players that are already at that level. And, you know, that's kind of fun for us, too. We take a lot of pride in that, where we have these young players and we need to do everything we can to get them better and develop them and do everything we can in our pro season to prepare them for any national team call-ups or camps that may come their way. And in this summer, it's going to be a unique year because they'll be going into an Olympic year.
That's right. And then there'll be a lot of players who will be missing from the NWSL. We don't know how they're going to work the schedule yet. They'll probably be coming in the weeks to come. But Joe isn't here, as you know, Rich, and Joe would ask the tough question. And I'm going to ask the question in Joe's stead. The situation with the one big name player the Flash has from the U.S. national team, Sydney LaRue. You mentioned Becky Edwards and her long term significant other living in Florida in Orlando, and that's why she was one of the reasons why she went to Orlando. Of course, we all know Sydney LaRue is married to Dom Dwyer, who is a forward with Sporting Kansas City. And when she came to the Flash, she originally wanted to go to FC Kansas City to be with her husband and live in the same city. So what is the situation with Sydney LaRue? Is she going to be back with the Flash next season?
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, she's a current active roster spot that we have on our current roster. And again, it goes back to kind of what I said earlier. I want to have Sydney LaRue. Everybody here, including the fans and including everybody involved with this organization, want Sydney LaRue healthy on the field because we know the goal scorer that she could become and that she was prior to her injury. And obviously the marketing piece to that too. And but, you know, as of right now, yes, she is on our roster. She is in our plan. Could that change? Yeah. Does she, you know, the ideal situation for her is what we'd all want, right? We'd all want to be living at home with our significant other or our husband or our wife or whatever that could be. But, you know, that's also part of pro sports, right? I mean, you kind of make sacrifices to go down this path. And she's made significant sacrifices, and I think that's understood and should be understood by pro athletes today. But that's a big part of it. But right now, yeah, she is. She's a part of our roster. She's a part of our plan. And until that changes, you know, that's my answer right now, Andrew.
Okay. And you're always very, very articulate, Rich, and say the right things. And I didn't expect anything less from you. But we'll see how the situation unfolds. So let's talk about the good things. Let's talk about Lady Andrade. What a performance she had in a sport that's close to our hearts, futsal. You know, if women do play futsal, the international form of indoor soccer. She was the MVP of the Copa America tournament. And she's an extremely exciting player. We just got a taste of what she can do late in the season last year. But, you know, she's going to be somebody I think that the Flash fans, if she plays to her potential, she could be one of the big stars in the league this coming season.
Well, I tell you what, Andrew, if you're one of those fans that came to the games earlier in the season and you missed the games and Lady Andrade was on the field, what a special player. I mean, she is unbelievable. And obviously, you know, with my background, I love futsal. I absolutely love futsal. And I think players that are successful in futsal, they're just even better outdoor players because of, you know, the quick nature of the game, the ball work, and it forces just very fast, impromptu decisions on the field. And she's one of those players that's just amazing. And not many people know this, but I actually went down to Columbia a few weeks ago to see Lady specifically for that purpose. And I went to one of the friendly matches that they had, and they played one of the best men's futsal teams at the collegiate level in Columbia, in all of Columbia. And what she was doing to these guys, it was just unbelievable, Andrew. I mean, her foot skills are amazing. But for them to go and win the Copa America futsal tournament, you know, as a team, as a country, and for her to be the MVP of that whole tournament, I just cannot wait to have her again this summer.
She's going to be very fun to watch, along with some of the new players. Abby Ersig, one of the top players in the New Zealand national team, playing for her countryman, Aaron Lyons. Also, another player coming over from the Canadian national team, Adriana Leone. And boy, it's going to be an exciting season. But I want to, before we let you go, we got to mention about this special deal. I think it's only till Christmas, about season tickets and what the special bonus is if the fans get season tickets for the Flash.
Yeah, I mean, and no secret here to the Soccer Games and Soccer Partnership, but Salvatore's Pizza for a year. So you get free Salvatore's Pizza for a year. You buy your season ticket by Christmas. You just go online. You can do it in minutes. It's 6:45 now. You can have new season tickets for the Flash and free pizza for the year from Salvatore's by 7 o'clock. I mean, it's quick. It's simple. Go on there. It's a great holiday gift. And, I mean, I think it's $250 worth of pizza. So that alone is, I think, the value of our best season ticket. So, I mean, you get a couple $100 GA season tickets, you still essentially make $50 on the pizza value. So it's kind of a no-brainer, and you get to see, you know, there's 10 regular season home games. And what I love about this, Andrew, is every single one of our home games, the away team is bringing in superstars. So every single game you come to, you know, whether you come to a game in June and it's Alex Morgan coming with Orlando City, or Hope Solo and Rapinoe, if she's hopefully healthy, coming with Seattle, and Carly Lloyd with Houston, and the list goes on and on and on, but it's just amazing. And we have this asset right here in Rochester. It's incredible.
It is. We're very fortunate, very blessed to have the top women's soccer players in the world playing right here in Rochester. You don't want to miss it. Support the Rhinos and the Flash. Get season tickets for both. All you got to do is to call tomorrow morning, call the Rhinos office, 454-KICK, and get your tickets in time for Christmas for the Rhinos and the Flash for a great summer of soccer. The Flash bringing all the big stars, looking for the NWSL title, and of course the Rhinos looking to defend their USL championship. Rich, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours.
Thank you, Andrew, so much. Thanks for having me on, and please extend the same to Joe.
I will. Thanks so much, Rich.
See you guys.
Rich Randall, the GM of the Western New York Flash, the Flashback for another big season of women's soccer in 2016 at Salem Stadium, along with the Rochester Rhinos. You don't want to miss it again. 454-KICK. Call them tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. They're open. Get your tickets. Put them under the Christmas tree. Make all the soccer fans in your household happy. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Mr. Zero Dick Howard. We'll have him on for two segments tonight with all the huge international news we've had during the past 24 hours. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what...
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
Are you Christmas shopping for that special soccer fan? The USL champion Rochester Rhinos have great holiday specials just for you. The Rhinos are offering a holiday four-pack of tickets for just $20 that can be redeemed at the Salem Stadium box office for any 2016 Rhinos regular season home match. Rhinos season tickets and flex packs for 2016 are also on sale and make a great Christmas gift. Call the Rhinos at 454-KICK or visit rhinosoccer.com to purchase your tickets. The Rhinos will be back at Salem Stadium to begin defense of their USL title next spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report, part one, with Dick Howard, brought to you by Donuts Delight, located at Empire Boulevard and Culver Road, part of the Salvatore's family. The number to call for the Donuts Delight is 288-5555, and their website is D, the letter D, Delight, D-E-L-I-T-E.com. My wife and I had breakfast there last week, and boy, what a great, great meal. They serve breakfast till 11 in the morning on weekdays and 1 p.m. on weekends. So plenty of time to have a delicious breakfast, whether you like donuts, whether you like eggs and omelets. They do a fantastic job. What a great frittata with Italian sausage, potatoes, peppers, and onions. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Again, Donuts Delight, then part of the Salvatore's family. If you want to call Salvatore's, that's 234-5555. Donuts Delight, 288-5555. Dick, I don't know how we're going to get all this in one show tonight, but boy, it has just been a wild day of soccer across the world, and I don't know. It's just mind-boggling. Everything can happen all at once.
It's amazing, isn't it? But certainly a sad day for the World's Game with the possible end of an era of two individuals, one of the icons of the football, Michel Platini, what a player he was with France, then coaching them with great success, and then UEFA president. And then there's this unique individual, Sepp Blatter, you know, who's really dedicated his life to the World's Game. Can you imagine 40 years he's worked for FIFA? Andrew, you know, he was technical director in 75, then he became general secretary in 81, and I first came into contact with him when he was the FIFA president with 1998 until quite recently. So you've got a very interesting situation here with the charges that are laid against them, and as I say, possible end of an era, because there's talk that they will both appeal their sentence, you know, with the Court of Arbitration for Sport. I can see this, Andrew. 8-year ban, you know, is a very high sentence for the charges that they're under.
Well, this is, first of all, let's do a couple of cleanup things here. First, Dick works for FIFA, so let's just put that out there just so we know. He knows Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini. And also, this has nothing to do with the World Cup decisions of 2018 and most notably 2022, even though we'll talk about this in a second, that Mr. Blatter made a comment about that, which I personally think was pretty out of order. But this has to do with a payment made from Sepp Blatter to Michel Platini a number of years ago that was, the committee said, was improper, and it was a significant amount of money. They said it was not a bribe, it was not significant evidence to establish the payment was a bribe, that's from the committee, but both men demonstrated an abusive execution of their positions. So it has to do with money, obviously, Dick, and it's going to be interesting to see if these two men will come out of this with a clean slate or if this ban is going to stay. Because obviously, Sepp Blatter is coming to the end of his career, he's 79 years old, but Michel Platini was originally the favorite to become the new head of FIFA. Now, obviously, that is in serious doubt.
And who knows what will happen. And he would make an excellent president. And that's the sad thing, because here you've got a man, Sepp Blatter, who, you know, he's passionate about the game. He has a knowledge of the game that is tremendous if you're in him in a one-on-one situation. He loves the game. And it's been his life for 40 years. And now it's... You know, in this current situation, which we're aware of, obviously, and everybody is aware of it, but I still think that it's a very harsh sentence, and who knows what will happen with the application to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. It could change it, because at the present time, Michel Platini, of course, cannot stand as a candidate to be the next FIFA president. And Sepp Blatter cannot get the sending off that really he deserves following the time that he spent in the game. But it's all tied into the business of sport, of the game itself, Andrew. And I think one thing I'm sure that Sepp Blatter is concerned about is just great disappointment in the actions of members of his executive committee, you know, especially individuals from CONCACAF, which is our region, North Central and America, and also the Caribbean, and CONMEBOL, which is the South American Confederation. When you look at the number of presidents that have been charged in those confederations, you know, it really is an incredible situation that we're faced with. And, of course, it's getting a lot of coverage in the media.
It certainly is. And say we could list the number of people involved in this, probably we could take most of the show, but you're right that there's a number of people that hit close to home with CONCACAF that are no longer with the sport. But there was a comment made that Sepp Blatter said, and he's quoting here, if we had awarded the World Cup in 2022 to the USA, we would not be here. I just think that's very much out of line. I mean, this is because the investigation is being conducted by the U.S. Department of Justice. And obviously there was... Let me just ask you this, Dick. With this situation that's happened now and the upcoming election, which is it's happening in the 26th of February, where there's five candidates up for FIFA president, do you think there is still a potential that the World Cup in 2022 could be moved from Qatar if there is further evidence that is uncovered that there was some chicanery or improper movement of money, so to speak, that was that caused
it? It is unlikely, Andrew. I think you never say never. Of course, the situation they're well underway, of course, with regards to facilities for Russia in 2018. But I think we've got a similar situation in Qatar. I personally thought that the U.S. would get it in 2022, and I would have put money on it, as I would have put money on England getting it in 2018. But that shows I'm not too good a gambler at the present time. But I doubt whether there will be any changes at the present time. I know there's concerns about the timing of the World Cup, given the climate and the climatic conditions in Qatar, you know, in the normal time of the World Cup, which is in the summer months. But your question about having it changed, I see unlikely at the present time.
Well, for those of you who may not remember, it is not out of the question that it could happen, because the 1986 World Cup was supposed to be in Colombia, and it was moved to Mexico because Colombia was in a situation where they could not host the World Cup, and we will see what happens there. But
yeah,
and
the one thing about it, Andrew, and you're seeing this next year with the big tournament in the States, that at the drop of a hat, the U.S. Soccer Federation can put on a tournament with all the facilities that are available throughout the U.S. of A, some outstanding stadia and people that are used to organizing major tournaments. So that is, you know, would not take too long to change. But and it's all tied in with the World Cup, isn't it, Andrew? You know, with regards to this, you know, 90% of FIFA revenues, TV, marketing, hospitality, licensing rights, come from the World Cup tournament, and they support all the other great things that FIFA does. And this is the one thing that concerns me, depending on that, people are taking shots at FIFA, and they forget that FIFA does so much for the 209 member associations around the world. You've got close to 300 million players at the present time. One in five people in the world directly, indirectly linked with the game. And you've got so much happening, you know, with the development programs, and I'm involved in the development programs, is, you know, 75% is invested back into the game with regards to money that's given to national associations, to confederations, as well as other things with regards to running tournaments. 12 tournaments operate, you know, and they certainly don't make any profit of the under-17 youth tournaments. This all comes from the revenues that are gained from the World Cup. And this is something that people forget. There's a lot of really great things happening in development. And if listeners, you know, just check into the FIFA website and look at development programs, they'll see what is actually done globally compared to any other national sports association. FIFA is by far the top.
They do some great work. Certainly,
I've got off my podium there, but
you're involved in that.
Something that happens all the time is all this money that's, you know, coming into FIFA, yes, but 75% goes back into the game.
And to some of the poorest and most needy countries in the world, where soccer is all these people have, and the young people, that's all they want to do is play soccer. That's all they have in their life. It's a terrible life that a lot of these countries have, the children growing up. So,
and that's why, so FIFA looks at building a better future, you know, with the social responsibility and the fair play, the anti-racism projects that are put in place. But certainly the things that are happening globally on a yearly basis are quite tremendous. And I've been fortunate and honored to be a technical advisor and sit on FIFA technical and development committees and listen to the Michel Platinis when he was chairman of the committee talking about the development of the game. The FIFA president never missed one technical and development committee, because he says you are the most important committee in FIFA because of the work that you're doing. And he would, at the start of every, and we would have meetings twice a year, he would outline things that he feels should be addressed because of the state of the game. And as I say, he loved the game. He had a passion for the game that I mentioned earlier.
Well, we'll see how this plays out over the next weeks and months. It's probably going to be a long process. So we have more to talk about after this break, Dick. So I appreciate you staying on for another segment. We've got to go to England and talk about the big match today. What a great match it was. Arsenal against Manchester City, two of the top teams in the world playing on this Monday. And, of course, the latest in the saga of Jose Mourinho. And if he may end up coaching against Chelsea 1 week from today, if you can possibly believe that. We will talk about that with more with Dick Howard next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
You're low.
local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
The fireplace is burning bright, shining all on me. I see the presents underneath the good old Christmas tree. And I wait all night till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, I... that's Christmas to me.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here, Joe Sirianni. Hopefully we'll be back next Monday. He's been under the weather. We all wish all our listeners and all the soccer fans around the country and around the world a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Returning out with Dick Howard and more news and rumor. I don't know if it's rumors, but I would not be surprised if this is true, Dick. And we're talking about the special one himself, Jose Mourinho, who last week was sacked by Chelsea after the horrific start that my team has had over the past start of the season. But the rumor mills are flying that Jose Mourinho may very well be on the sidelines next Monday night and facing his old club as the new manager of Manchester United, as Louis van Gaal is on the hot seat after the Red Devils lost at home at Old Trafford to Bournemouth on Saturday. And, Dick, I would not be surprised at this point if anything happens, but that would be an absolute stunner if Mourinho was coaching Manchester United next Monday afternoon against Chelsea.
Unbelievable, isn't it? But it's great for the media, picking up on everything and the timing of everything. But as you say, it seems a bit rushed to do something like this. I'm always in favor of giving a manager a chance to put things together, because Manchester United have had their challenges, you know, with injuries, and as have Chelsea, of course. And Louis van Gaal, I think, should be given maybe some money to get some players, to get some defenders possibly. But as you say, to see Jose Mourinho on the touchline. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, it just shows. It goes to show you, Dick, that you know whether you like the man or you don't, I think he's one of the best coaches in the world, and Manchester United, I think, sees that too. And they know that if he's on the, if he's available to come in and right the ship, because United right now is outside of the top four after their loss over the weekend. So Van Gaal looks like he's going to be getting the sack pretty soon, especially if they can't do the job over the weekend. But Gus Hiddink is the new interim manager of Chelsea. He's already said he wants to bring back Didier Drogba, potentially as a coach. But I think they know that Gus Hiddink is not going to be the long-term solution. The question, the names that have been thrown around, we mentioned last week, I think Pep Guardiola, that Roman Abramovich said he would pay any amount of money he had to bring Guardiola in. And he is definitely leaving Bayern Munich at the end of the season to be replaced by Carlo Ancelotti, another very famous name. But another name has been thrown around, and that is the name of Manuel Pellegrini, who certainly did not do himself any favors today after the City lost to the Gunners 2-1 at the Emirates Stadium. Arsenal winning a big match, moving them into second place in the Premiership.
Yeah, good win for Arsenal, and well deserved. I know Arsenal fans in the area will be toasting the team, but they certainly look good. And then, you know, City got that goal 2-1, and it was a little bit back to the wall for the closing minutes of the game. But three tremendous goals in the game, and City unfortunately made mistakes in defence and got punished. And the goal by Yaya Toure was just out of this world.
Yes, it was. Wow.
Great strike, no chance at all for a check.
But the City missing Vincent Kompany and Zabaleta.
They do, Andrew. I think, you know, you saw shots of him sitting in the crowd, and I'm sure he'd love to be on the field, because they just seem to be so much better organized when he's there at the back and organizing things in the back.
Hopefully he'll be back
if you're a Manchester City fan for the game against Sunderland coming up at the weekend.
Let me ask you this, Dick. Who do you think is going to be the next coach of Chelsea? Let's get the expert opinion here.
Well, I think, you know, Gus Hiddink is used to going in as a caretaker role. And as you rightly mentioned, you know, with Pep Guardiola is, I think, an ideal candidate. And I think would fit in very well with the philosophy of Chelsea Football Club. You're one of the fans. You want to coach at had the success that Guardiola's had, of course you would. You know, he's done it so well and understands the language. I think this is always a factor with coaches coming in from outside of the UK that don't speak English as the first language. I think it's important to have that. And Guardiola, I think, would be an excellent addition to Chelsea Football Club in the summer.
Well, there's also was talk of him going to Manchester United. So this revolving door of coaches is just amazing. And all these gentlemen are making lots of money. Jose Mourinho, I believe, had a £30 million buyout of his contract.
It's incredible. It's almost obscene when you have, you know, that, well, obviously, if you're going to get that money and you don't think you're worth it, you'll take it. I remember talking to a player agent once, and he said, "I've got a player who's not really too good, but the club are willing to offer him, you know, a significant salary. I'm not going to say, well, he's not that good. If the money's there, it will be paid."
That's right. And this weekend, Dick, the Boxing Day falls on Saturday, so that means we've got two big days of soccer in England on Saturday and on Monday. So if people are off on Monday, you get a full slate of matches. And the big match on Monday is Manchester United against Chelsea, as we talked about. But Saturday, Leicester has a big match, the league leaders, against Liverpool. But they were dismantled by Watford over the weekend.
Exactly, yeah. I was very impressed with Watford. It's the first time I've seen them in a game, but they look very, very effective. And in fact, they play Chelsea on Boxing Day on Saturday, so that
yes,
will be a tough game for Chelsea. And Leicester, of course, a great result at Goodison Park against my team, Everton, and two penalty kicks were enough to do it. They got by 3-2, but again, they look so good. They play so well as a team. It was interesting listening to Tim Howard, who's doing some colour with the game this afternoon, the Arsenal game, saying that they just never give up. They work and work and work and play as a team. and they certainly are deservedly near the top of the standings.
Well, what's interesting, they said this stretch of five matches for Leicester was going to be critical for them this season. They've won all three of the first three of the five against Chelsea, Manchester United, and Leicester.
And now they're back to Merseyside to play Liverpool at Anfield. So,
and then next Tuesday, they host Manchester City.
Yeah.
So, boy, if they can get through these matches and are on top of the table, we may be able to see a historic season in England if that happens. And I think there's somebody, I think they said, who had bet 40p that Leicester was going to win the Premiership. He stands to win a boatload of money if that happens.
No, it's great to see, because we're so used to talking about, you know, the Fab Four, the two teams in Manchester, Chelsea and Arsenal, aren't we? And it's great to have other teams that are starting to get results and getting in that sort of section of the league standings.
And absolutely.
I know that some of the Leicester players are a little bit leery of them winning the Premier League, but... don't say, you know, that it can't be possible. The only thing I get concerned about with a team like Leicester is if they get injuries to key players, they don't have the depth of clubs such as Manchester City, Arsenal, and Chelsea.
I think I would be more concerned with some major money coming up in January to maybe snatch Jamie Vardy away. I know that Roman Abramovich may open up his pocketbook to try to bring the EPL scoring leader to London. We'll see if that happens. But Dick, real quick before I let you go, comment on Barcelona winning the Club World Cup very easily over River Plate with Neymar, with a couple goals from Neymar, I believe, and also Leo Messi scoring, and then Real Madrid 10, Real Vallecano 2.
Unbelievable game, wasn't it? I felt so bad for the Rayo Vallecano goalkeeper, because he could have filed for divorce, you know, lack of support, because, you know, 10 goals against at the professional level is just amazing. But they were just, you know, punished. Okay, they were shorthanded, but it was a clinical performance by Real Madrid. And I'm sure Barcelona, seeing the game while they're out in Asia, got a chuckle over that as well. But no, Barca were full value for the win. And again, as I say, Real, when they're on song, they take some beating.
Boy, 10 goals. I don't remember ever seeing a double-digit game. Last time I remember was 84 when Spain beat Malta 12-1 in the European Championship qualifying, where they had to win by 9 goals. I had to win by 11 goals to qualify. And Richie, one of the players from the Lancers who was from Malta, said that match was fixed. But certainly the Real match was not fixed. It was just a team getting punished for having 9 men versus 11 for 65 minutes against a juggernaut like Real Madrid. But, Dick, thanks so much for being on the show as always. And have a Merry Christmas, you and Anne. And we'll talk to you to finish up the year next Monday. We have a lot to talk about with all the matches happening on Boxing Monday.
We will indeed. So certainly my best wishes for a Merry Christmas to Joe. Hopefully he'll recover to eat some turkey. And to all the listeners of the show, and obviously yourself, Andrew, and Bob, and all the crew behind the scenes.
Thanks, Dick. Thank you, Dick. Appreciate it. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have the U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis. We'll talk about what should have been the top story of the day, but not all for the other things going on. The retirement of Abby Wambach from the game, and we're all very proud of Abby. We'll talk about that with Michael Lewis next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Baby, I don't want, the people keep coming, but the train has gone.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash and Salvatore's have teamed up for a very special Christmas offer for our soccer fans. When you purchase one or more Flash season tickets by Christmas Day, you will receive a year of free pizza from Salvatore's, a $200 value. Season tickets start at just $100, so this is an offer not to be missed. To buy your Flash season tickets and get free Salvatore's pizza for a year, call the Salem Stadium box office at 454 Kick the Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo and start planning your retirement today. Allstate Life Insurance Company of New York, Hapag, New York.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Should have been Mistletoe and Holly, probably, but we'll take Craig in any way we can get him. U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Need some last-minute Christmas shopping, go down and see Tony and Michelle at Top Notch Monogramming. They'll take good care of you and tell them you heard about Top Notch Monogramming on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, welcome to the show. And we've been talking so much about international soccer. I want to take this time and talk about Abby Wambach, because obviously last week was her final week in the sport as a player, and there's been so much written about her. I want to talk about that a bit, but what are your biggest memories of Abby, as you covered her with the national team for so many years?
Well, first of all, I wish I was in Rochester for that great celebration, but unfortunately I couldn't be there. I'm probably going to sound like a cliche talking about her. I guess the consummate team player, a warrior who just didn't stop even when she wasn't at full throttle. She would push herself to that limit and go at full throttle. Someone who wouldn't ask anything more of a teammate than she could give. A person who I spoke from the heart. She was honest. And what I mean by honest, she said what she believed. I don't think there was any filter on her. And not that she said anything incredibly controversial. And yes, I know she was involved with controversy, but there was something endearing about her. I enjoyed being either in press conferences, press scrums, and if I was fortunate a few times to go one-on-one with her, because she always had something to say. I guess that I always joked about her and some other players and people who are easy to talk to. You know, I said, you know how you can get Abby Wambach to reveal her innermost thoughts? To say, hey, Abby, how are you? But seriously, one of the greatest, perhaps the greatest women's soccer player out there. I mean, I haven't figured out if she's number one or number two with Mia Hamm, but at this moment it doesn't matter. She's up there in an orbit, in a rarefied orbit with her, Mia, and a couple of other players.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned about Mia Hamm versus Abby, and there was an excellent article that came out in Soccer America by Ridge Mahoney, a colleague of yours, talking about the Abby Wambach era. And I didn't realize this until I read this, that her first international match was September 9th, 2001. And, of course, we all know what happened 2 days later. And it was the fact that her strength and her power and her determination after what happened to the United States in that tragedy and the terrorist attacks, it was a changing of the guard from the 1999 team. You know, Mia Hamm, who was a different kind of player, a more technical player, played more of the beautiful game. Abby was a tour de force, and there's nothing that could stop her. And she showed that in her career. So it's interesting you mentioned that.
You know, you wonder if she might have had a couple of years more if she hadn't thrown her body around like she did. But if she hadn't thrown her body around like she did, perhaps the U.S. would not have been as successful or won as many Olympic gold medals and a world championship and just never finished out of the final four of a major FIFA event. So 35 years old, though, is a hell of a way to go out as a world champion, no doubt about it.
You mentioned again that if you didn't get a chance to go to the celebration, you can go to our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. We have the audio of the entire event plus the post-event press conference with Abby. So it's on our website. We'll keep it up there for a long time at this point at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Another article, I don't know if you get a chance to read it, Michael, was written by Hope Solo on the SI Soccer Sports Illustrated Cauldron, where she really went behind the scenes and talked about Abby as a teammate and really went into some of the juicy details, I guess, of some of the pre-match and post-match traditions and superstitions that they would go through. And it's a great read. It just shows you what she was like as a teammate.
Unfortunately, I have not had a chance to read that yet, but I will now since you mentioned it to me. Required homework, no doubt.
Absolutely. I've had a chance to meet Abby personally a few times, fortunately, because of my association with Kathy Bout and her being my college, my high school compatriot from Cardinal Mooney. And Abby was a very real person. She was so down to earth and somebody you could just talk to about anything, and especially soccer. And she's a great person, I think. And we talked with Dick Howard about the whole situation with FIFA, and I still say that she should try to be involved in this sport at an international level in some manner or form with FIFA. I think she would be a great addition to that organization, and not just representing women's soccer, but just representing soccer in and of itself, and the ethical person that she is, I think would be a great addition.
I think it's just a matter of time before she does that. I think it's going to be up to Abby on what she wants to do and what sort of impact she wants to make. But with the growth of women's soccer, not just in this country but in the rest of the world, they're going to need more executive committee members who are women, and Abby would definitely be on many people's first ballot for that, no doubt. But again, I think it's up to Abby when she feels comfortable whether there will ever be a right time. Hopefully she will see a right time.
Well, she definitely has time to think about that and take some time and enjoy her retirement and enjoy the holidays with her family, and we all wish her all the best. And by the way, great job for the City of Rochester, MVP Healthcare, Jeff DeVeronica, who was the MC of the event, did a fantastic job. It was great to have everybody there to support it and say thank you, Abby, for all she's done for the support. And we'll see what happens with women's soccer as we move into the Olympic year of 2016. Michael, thank you so much, as always, and have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Hey, thank you very much, and a merry Christmas, happy new year. And to everyone out there, all your listeners, have a good night.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass live from New York. And again, we have Michael Lewis and Dick Howard on our show every week to talk about U.S. soccer and international soccer as part of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We want to thank all of you for listening for this whole year, and we hope you have a very happy holiday season. Thank Rich Randall from the Western New York Flash, the GM. Flash and Rhino season tickets, 454-KICK. Or go to rhinosoccer.com or wnyflash.com. There's just a couple shopping days left for the Christmas season. Get those season tickets and put them under the Christmas tree for the soccer fan and your family. It's the best Christmas present you can give them. Support your local soccer teams. We're very fortunate and blessed to have the Flash and the Rhinos here in Rochester. And support them and get those season tickets this week. This has been Andrew Battisti with Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Mike D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us next Monday for our year-end show of Soccer is the Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Get well soon, Joe. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.